Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to our home. My time constraints hit me, and so this is in the evening, and you may hear some activity going on, which is okay. And incidentally, Millie is our new dog, and she's never been here during one of those things, so you have an introduction to Millie, and you already know Charlie. So welcome again to our home. Today we're going to return over to the book of John. We'll look at a very personal and moving story. In this story, Jesus shows his true heart. And we also see the cold, hard-heartedness of the Pharisees. Well, so let's turn to John chapter 8. Let me kind of set the stage. If you recall, Jesus had just healed a paralytic after being sick for 38 years. And he did it on the Sabbath. And the Pharisees wanted to come and kill him as a result of that. He moves out of the public eye. And then he goes to Galilee. And the Jewish festival of booths or shelters takes place. And Jesus hesitates about going up. About halfway through, he comes up. He goes to the temple. He begins to teach. And that's where some of the conflicts began to happen. But before that, something happens with a woman that we need to see that really shows the depth of the love in Jesus' heart. And as I said before, it shows us the hard-heartedness, the callousness of pure religion without heart. And that was from the Pharisees, who were very much hypocrites. After all of this took place, Jesus and everybody went home. And then we pick up verse number 1. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives in John chapter 8, verse number 1. Why did Jesus normally go to the Mount of Olives? Well, I believe he goes there to pray, to spend some quality time with his Father. Well, let's do that before we continue. Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for another opportunity to make a video to send out to folks. Lord, help us to see the intent of this. Help us to feel what's going on. Father, we ask that you will just open our eyes and our hearts to what's happening. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's go to verses 2 through 11, and the following story will show us a clear contrast between the heart of Jesus and the cold religious heart of the Pharisees. John chapter 8, verses 2 through 11. At dawn, he went to the temple again, and the people were coming to him. He sat down and began to teach them. You see, after spending the night on the Mount of Olives, Jesus comes to the scene. He sits down. He starts to teach. The crowds had followed him, and they very quickly began together. And I suppose that the crowd built quickly. Verse 3, then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, making her stand in the center. I don't think I've ever seen that before, but making her stand in the center. A woman who had broken the law of Moses was brought in and made to stand in the front of the crowd. Why did they do that? She was exposed, embarrassed, and just standing there as everybody's watching. What kind of person would do that to her? You'll have to answer that one for yourself. Verse number 4, teacher, they said, this is the Jews, the woman was caught in the act of committing adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. So what do you say? Verse 6. They asked us to trap him. in order that they might have evidence to accuse him. Jesus stopped. He stooped down and started writing on the ground with his finger. Now watch closely and you'll see the contrast between the hearts. And listen, don't get distracted by the question, what was he writing? Because we don't know and we never will know. So let's get back to the story. The Jews got impatient and they began to push Jesus. Verse number 7. When they persisted in questioning him, he stood up and said to them, The one without sin among you should throw the first stone at her. Then he stooped down and continued writing on the ground. A fair comment. If you're sinless, go ahead and throw your rocks. You could hear the stones begin to fall. Let me ask you a question. What would you be doing with your rock? You need to answer that question. Now look at verse number 9. When they heard this, what Jesus said, they left one by one, starting with the older men. Only he, that's Jesus, was left alone with the woman in the center. Notice the crowds are still there. At this point, we have the accused woman, accused and condemned by the law of Moses. And you know what? You have the world's only sinless man who could stone the woman if he chose to. Verse 10, when Jesus stood up, he said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" What happened to all the arrogant, heartless hypocrites who would sacrifice the humanity of a woman who had sinned for their own chance of accusing Jesus? Where are they? Let's repeat the question that Jesus asked her. "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" And she responds in verse number 11, "No one, Lord." But you can almost imagine she would be thinking, yes, they're gone, but how about you? Are you any different than this heartless bunch of hypocritical religious men? Let's repeat the Lord's comment. "Neither do I condemn you. Go. I'm from now on. Don't do it again." Oh my. What's just happened? Folks, I believe we've finally seen the loving heart of God in human form, and it is so revolutionary from what had been around. Folks, it's amazing. Now, let me ask you, do you think that woman will do what Jesus told her to do? Well, you betcha she will. See, she was rightfully condemned to die. But Jesus set her free. That's what Jesus does. I'm sure she will gladly follow Jesus for the rest of her life. Now let me ask you a very personal question. How about you? Have you experienced the freedom-giving hand of Jesus? Has Jesus set you free from your burdens of sin? That freedom that he can give is so amazing. But that leads to a question. Will you and I follow Jesus? Will we hold up our end of the bargain and do what he taught us to do? Don't you think we should? For me, the joy and the freedom that comes with Jesus is something I want. So I'm going to do everything I can to follow him. In closing, let me say this. I think that freedom that Jesus purchased for us was purchased on the cross where Jesus suffered and died. He shed his blood. And it's through the blood of Jesus that we can be restored. We can be given freedom. We can be given a hope in heaven. That's where it all took place. And with that in mind, I'd like to play a song that talks about the power that has been applied in our lives. We should leave this place today praising God. Father, thank you for this challenging story. Lord, help us to just be grateful for what you did for us through Jesus. He set us free as he did that woman. And he challenges us to do something. Help us to do what he wants us to do. But we praise you for the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.